What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, a reminder, the Front Sight Training Academy promotion has been extended until June 2nd, which is coming up fairly quickly. But if you want to take advantage of the deal, it is still there until June 2nd here. We're going to go to the phones now. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
Hey, I probably should do some more research before calling you about this thing so I can comprehend what's really going on with this thing about some judge saying that, oh, you have to pick that the child's name as being either male or female or whatever, blah, 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 blah. My several questions is, one, how did this come to a judge's attention to start with? Who complained about it? And what's wrong with the parent's current choice of a name for the child to start with?
I have no problem with it. It sounds like a very lovely name. Apparently there was this decree in Italy that newborn babies have gender-appropriate names, meaning traditional names, boy and girl names. And I guess that somebody at the hospital was looking at the birth certificate and the chosen name, and they ratted them out, or somehow or other. I don't know the exact mechanism. But yes, they have been approached by the court system and told either they come up with a gender-appropriate name for their little girl, or the court will basically force them to accept one. And I think it's wholly inappropriate, and it's another one of these ridiculous things to come out of all this gender identity nonsense.
Well, aside from the gender identity nonsense, aside from that, the question is the court paying the bills for that family to start with? Is the judge, whether it's male or female, the one that's actually the parent of the child to start with? Or is the parent the actual one that's the parent of the child to start with? It's one thing for a judge, whether male or female, sticks their nose into a scenario like this because they have a status quo quotient in the country to start with. That's one thing, but I'm sorry, shoving it down a parent's throat about what they should or should not do with their child, the parent is the one feeding and clothing that child under their roof, not the judge. So the judge really should butt their nose out of it because they're not the
one. I absolutely agree.
The judge is not taking care of the child. The parents are. And plus, the judge doesn't own the kid. They didn't have the kid. So it's like, you know, on top of that, whoever the administrator was that ran them out, they're just as much to blame. And quite frankly, should they really be working and ratting off on people about what they do or do not do on their birth certificate and all that stuff? I'm sorry. If you don't, they may be required.
It may be a job requirement. There may be a deal going on. Like if you go to Geek Squad, those technicians are being recruited and even paid by the FBI to search computers that come in for a repair, looking for any kind of contraband, child porn, anything like that.
No, that's wrong.
It's a ridiculous, gratuitous law, and I think the government of Italy really has more important things to be working on than guaranteeing the gender appropriateness of a baby's name.
You think? I mean, well, I'll look at it this way. If someone has something really funky on their computer and all that, when they go to turn in to have it worked on or whatever, that's one thing. Eventually it's going to be discovered. But for an organization that's supposed to provide a service to the public, going and reporting it, you know, how would they feel if the tables were turned? And for one thing, how do they know that the FBI is not getting up on that same child pornography to start with? And they're just jealous.
According to Edward Snowden, that NSA data center in Utah is the world's largest collection of amateur porn stolen off the computers of people around the world.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
There you go. I mean, I don't think it's the everyday person that's the offending party. I think it's the alphabet soup agencies that are. And they're just jealous at what people, the everyday person, comes up with. But then again, you can say that, well, I'm holding one of my nieces, and they're a newborn baby. Does that mean that I'm into child pornography? No. There's a big difference. I mean, they can have their diaper on or not have it on. You're going to accuse me of being into child pornography because I'm holding my one niece that's been newly born? You know, there's such a thing as throwing common sense out the bloody window. And
oh, common
you know,
sense
really
is an endangered species. Common sense is an endangered species in this country.
Never mind. But I'm just bewildered by the whole. It's like, yes, I have to agree. As though Italy and other countries don't have enough on their plate to be dealing with, and they got to go and stick their nose up someone's tail end. I don't get it. I really don't. It defies common sense. But anyway, that's just me. Have a great one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mary in Santa Fe. Aloha, Mary. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I'm calling about the cancer therapy drug you just talked about before the break. I can't even
yes.
say the name. It's like Lepetonin. Well, my question would be, I thought that these drugs had to go through stringent trials, different phases, 1, 2, and 3. First they start with animals, then they go to humans. And the FDA process is one big bureaucratic mess, one of the worst, I think, in the Western Hemisphere. So how do they get these drugs passed? And then suddenly they come up with, oh, it accelerates the breast cancer. I don't understand how that happens.
Well, because in the testing of these drugs, there has come to be a huge amount of fraud. Because it is all a racket, there is a lot of fraud. Science journals are realizing that a lot of so-called peer-reviewed articles cannot be reproduced, and they're being written in exchange for grant money or something else to basically push a particular position. If you will remember, there was this CDC report that came on out that claimed to prove there was no connection between vaccines and autism. And you need to remember, the CDC itself owns patents on several vaccines that are currently in use. So they had a financial motive for the study to go one way. And then later on, one of the lead authors on this report went public and said it was a complete fake. They cherry-picked the data to come up with a desired conclusion. And if that same kind of fraud has been brought into the testing of pharmaceuticals, I'm sure that what you're getting from the management of the pharmaceutical corporations is, we need this to market right now. We need this to get approval right now. And just make it look good. And if there's a problem, we'll fix it later.
Wow. That's just incredible. I mean, how can we really trust the therapy we're getting when that kind of fraud happens? And then what would be the fix for that? Is there a fix for that? Do we have to get rid of the FDA? Or do we have? I don't understand how we could even change that.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to let the country reset. We're just going to have to sit back calmly. It looks like it's hovering on the edge of collapse, both economically and politically. And then our task is going to be to start a new government in this land. And I would start with the Constitution and the first 13 amendments. And we reimpose all those limitations on the size of corporations and how much power they can have, limits on how much money they can give to politicians. So it doesn't just become this free-for-all of big money corrupting the system to make more money.
I couldn't agree more, Michael. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, and we are going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network. Now, you probably remember the big stink over the EpiPen and how expensive it is. It's meant to have in case of an emergency to help somebody who's going into shock, anaphylactic shock, time to get to a hospital for treatment. And so you buy this pen. It only lasts for about 18 months. It can only be used once, and then you have to throw it away and get another one. Well, and it's very expensive. Down in South Africa, their medical engineers have built an EpiPen replacement that costs $16 a shot. And they're testing it to last for 5 years and have a replaceable cartridge. Now, that seems to be doctors who are really trying to be doctors and deal with real medical emergencies. I think most anaphylaxis is an artifact of the out-of-control vaccine campaign. That certainly seems to be true with peanut anaphylaxis. Peanut anaphylaxis was unknown when I was a kid. And then they start putting peanut oil in vaccines as an adjuvant, and all of a sudden you've got all these people who literally go into convulsions if they even smell a peanut. That's why products at the supermarket have these labels saying this product was prepared on machinery that may have processed peanuts. We may have the world's most expensive medical care system, but it's actually making us sicker and sicker, which is a good business model. It boosts their profits. We were talking about that yesterday. The indications are exposure to glyphosate destroys the beneficial bacteria in your gut, the biome. And there are a lot of diseases like irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease where that's the primary symptom. The gut biome has just gone totally bonkers. Do they take glyphosate off the market? No, they have pills. They have pills for Crohn's disease. They have pills for irritable bowel syndrome. It's all about the money. Now, we were talking about the Ebola outbreak in the Congo and the concern that more and more patients are showing up in the urban environments. And the Congolese medical people and the World Health Organization are trying to get ahead of it and get anybody who might have been exposed isolated as quickly as possible. But it's a very serious situation. We need to keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, down in India, they've had an outbreak of what's called the Nipah virus. It's killed 10 people so far. And apparently this one also is highly communicable. 9 patients have tested positive for the virus. They've been quarantined and are being treated. So a lot of illnesses out there. But at least you've got your pills for Crohn's disease here. Poor Tesla. They can't catch a break. And I'm really sorry to see it because I do agree electric cars are the wave of the future. As soon as we come up with a more economical, environmentally friendly way to generate the electricity that has to be put into the battery to make the car go. And it's good that Soros stepped on in with a financial investment to keep them going a little while longer. But apparently Consumer Reports has taken a look at the Tesla Model 3 and discovered that the brakes don't work all that well. In fact, it takes longer to stop the Tesla Model 3 than a Ford F-150 full-size pickup truck. Now, I don't know if that's an engineering oversight. They made the brakes too small, or maybe the car is simply too heavy. But that's a stopping distance of 152 feet from going 60 miles an hour. And that is definitely, definitely not good. All right, so let's start talking about our volcano because things are going on. There's been another ash plume at the Kilauea crater, and they're just saying there's going to be more. There's no end in sight here. There's no reason to think that we've seen the worst. Again, nobody really knows. It's just everybody out there getting their FaceTime on the news media saying, well, we could see this and we could see that. Ultimately, nobody really knows. It's just wait and see. Now, down on that East Rift Zone, more fissures have opened up. There's a lot of lava pouring on out. Much of it is going into the ocean, creating the Lays clouds. And the lava has now reached this power plant. And I want to put to rest some of the wild speculation that has been going on all over the internet about the Pune geothermal venture. First and foremost, the plant is already shut down. They've brought in diesel electric generators to take up the load. So there are going to be no blackouts when the lava actually hits the physical power station itself. Now, they've capped over these geothermal wells, and there may be explosive gases in there, but by the time the lava melts the steel over those pipes, the lava itself is probably going to contain much of any eruption that comes on out of there. There's actually a concern that the pipes themselves could start erupting because they're drilled down into basically the magma chamber or the lava fields. But there is no threat of a major explosion. There's no threat of a blackout, and certainly no threat of a tsunami that will wipe out the entire Hawaiian island chain. The only way that would happen is if a sizable portion of the Big Island slid off into the ocean. Now, it has happened in the past, geologically, 70 times that scientists have figured out. And we do know that that south flank on Kilauea is loose. There's a big crack along it. And during that last 6.9 quake, it did slide another 2 feet down toward the ocean. So it'll happen sometime. You know, could be tomorrow, could be another 1,000 years. Nobody really knows here. But a lot of people are just starting to unnecessarily panic over this issue of the power station. You have to stay calm and take care of yourselves. Now, everybody seems excited over the fact that all of a sudden, in the nighttime photos of the lava erupting, blue flames are now starting to shoot up from fissures in the rock. And what's going on is as the lava burns up plants and shrubs, it's producing methane that gets trapped in the lava, and then it bubbles up to the surface, comes out through the fissures, and because it's already above the temperature of spontaneous combustion, it erupts into flame. And a lot of people are saying, wow, it's a rare phenomenon. It does happen. But in addition to the red and orange, there are now blue flames coming out of the volcano. There's a new malware warning about malware called VPN Filter, which is infecting routers, 500,000 of them so far. Tech giant Cisco is saying that these routers have been compromised in preparation for what could be a major cyber attack against Ukraine. So they're already spinning this. This is Russia doing it to attack Ukraine. And actually, this is being reported by Reuters, so Cisco may not have actually said that. Reuters may have added that part on. Most of the other articles about this VPN filter don't mention the Russia connection. But anything bad that happens is going to be blamed on Russia and Iran, and everything good that happens, Donald Trump will take credit for. But if you have not changed the default password on your router, you need to do so. In any event, this VPN filter is apparently using exploits that are already known about in these routers, things that you can't fix yourself, things that are in the hardware, meaning quite possibly NSA-mandated backdoors. And when it first came on out that the NSA was mandating backdoors into the hardware as well as the security software, the first thing I said is the cyber criminals are going to find this and they're going to use it. And 500,000 routers is enough to build a huge, huge botnet. Over in Michigan, they're about to have a state law come into effect that will ban any state or local government from aiding the National Security Agency's program that gathers data on Americans in violation of the Fourth Amendment. So we're starting to see a pushback, at least from Michigan, because everything the NSA does is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. It delegitimizes the government. And worse, as we can see from all this out-of-control cybercrime everywhere, these mandated backdoors have not improved the security of America's IT infrastructure, which is what the NSA said they were supposed to be doing. It's actually made us much more vulnerable. Our computers are wide open to criminals. And it's the fault of the NSA. Now, there's a woman who is saying her Amazon device recorded a private conversation and then send it out to a random contact in the family's contact list. This happened up in Seattle. And they've contacted Amazon to say, what the heck is going on? We'll be right back after these few words. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm actually getting a lot of email over this story about the Italian government ordering a name change for the baby. And let's see. One of the comments was, is the directive probably started out with good intentions in order to keep parents from trying to raise their daughters as boys and their sons as girls. But it went overboard, and it definitely did. Now, they probably should have made the order gender-appropriate name or a non-gender name, in which case blue would be perfectly acceptable. Somebody wrote on in to say that he knows this lady who's expecting a little boy, and they're planning on naming him Knowledge. And yeah, that's a little bit out there as well. I mean, what do you want to do? Make the kid a target for teasing and bullying at school? It really is silly. Now, getting on back to the world of computers and computer type stuff. As you know, Donald Trump wanted to basically block critics on his Real Donald Trump Twitter channel. And his critics basically took him to court, and the judge ruled that the First Amendment protects critics on Twitter because the real Donald Trump Twitter channel is a public forum, not a private one. And so Donald Trump has to let the critics be. Well, shouldn't that also apply to Israel? When we criticize the government of Israel, that is political speech, and that is protected under that First Amendment. But we're seeing so many double standards and hypocrisies coming out of this government. It's like they've actually lost any idea of what they should be, other than money-grubbing sellouts. A little bit of good news. If you are a fan of the golden age of piracy, or the early exploration of the Americas, there was this fabled Spanish galleon that sank 300 years ago. It was called the San Jose. It's considered the holy grail of shipwrecks. And it sank off the coast of Colombia with an estimated $17 billion, with a B, in treasure. And it has now finally been found with the help of an autonomous underwater vehicle operated by the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. So that is a huge archaeological find, oceanographic find. It shows the technology is definitely growing for these underwater autonomous vehicles. I'm sure that the money is going to help the government of Colombia, especially with everybody pouring over the border from Venezuela, because obviously Colombia gets a big cut of that. And it's good news for everybody around there. And I can't wait to see the photos of it myself. Woods Hole Oceanographic. Boy, when I was a kid, I thought that would be a fun place to work. They've been involved in so many of these amazing discoveries. Robert Ballard worked out of Woods Hole when he found the Scorpion and the Titanic. So they're really a well-respected institution. And they're just coming up with all kinds of really cool things. Okay, now... getting into human-caused global warming. Earth has actually cooled half a degree since the Trump election. And this coincides with the article that came out a little while before saying that we've just gone through the most dramatic two-year cooling period in the last century. But that, of course, is not stopping the corporate media from coming out with all these stories about, oh, the temperature is just going to soar. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And whether they're just doing it to not have to admit that they lied or were wrong, or if they're still out there thinking they can grab more of your money with a carbon tax, which is really silly. I mean, that volcano we've got erupting down there on the Big Island has put more greenhouse gases into the air than all of you Americans did last year. That's just the reality. That's nature out there. Now, out in the Southwest, they're in a dry spell. It's a serious drought, and people are already starting to compare it to the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. Well, a big part of that has to do, again, with infrastructure, because the United States government put together this water transport system all over the West and Southwest, which helped turn a lot of that land into viable farmland. But that water system has not been maintained. It's cracked, and today it's only delivering about 30% of the water it was originally designed to produce. And farmers out there in the Midwest and the Southwest are saying, we're not getting enough water. We're not able to grow the crops we used to be able to grow. And nothing's being done about it. They have the same problem out there in California. There are cracks in the aqueducts leaking millions of gallons of usable water into the desert where it's not needed. There are breaks in the water mains underneath Los Angeles itself. Same thing. Usable, drinkable water is being lost. So, anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I'm going to step back in the talking points to computers because some new stories came in that I really want to share with you here. Apparently, cracks are appearing in the camera lenses of Apple's iPhone X. Remember, this is the one that goes for about $1,000. Nobody seems to know why. Apparently, customers who own these phones have gone on social media and support forums saying the breaks just appear. They've never dropped the gadgets. And some are saying that the cold weather might be the cause. Others are saying that heat from inside the device could be the cause. But the problem is Apple is refusing to cover replacement handsets under warranty so that those that have this problem and really need to use those cameras, they have to pay for a brand new device. Now, this comes just weeks after Apple admitted there is a flaw that prevents their Face ID system from working properly. And we're seeing a continuation of this trend. Get the product out there quickly. We got to make money, keep the stockholders happy. We'll let the customers find the problems, and then we'll fix it somewhere down the road. Although in the case of the lens, that can't be fixed with a patch. Now, Apple used to be a really good name. If you go out on eBay, you can search for an original Apple II computer, and they're still out there and still running. I have a Commodore VIC-20 that still works just perfectly. And these days, American companies are putting out products that are failing right out of the box. And for Apple to not honor the warranty, that that's going to cost them business, and they're already losing business here. Now, there's a concern being raised over at the Daily Mail that Android devices, including phones, from this one Chinese company, ZTE, are shipping with malware already installed on them. Now, one of two things has happened. Either somebody made a deal with ZTE management to put this malware on there for compensation, or it might have infected them accidentally. And I say that because many years ago, when I was an Amiga developer, I worked with a company in Santa Monica that was building a game based on the Space Shuttle Challenger. This is before Challenger exploded. And the game was all finished, it was all tested, was ready to go, and they made up the disk to go to the disk duplicator, not realizing that the blank disk, or the disk they thought was blank, did have malware on it. And so it went on out there, it was on every single released copy of the game, and the company went under. But we know that cybercrime is no longer some script kiddie in their parents' basement playing with JavaScript and just being mischievous. Cybercrime has become big business. It's become organized crime. And I think that may be a factor here as well. But if you're shopping for a new Android device, you want to make sure that it's not coming from ZTE. This malware situation is totally, totally, totally out of control. Down in Australia, not too long ago, they started this weird Facebook trial in which users were asked to send in nude photos of themselves to somehow fight revenge porn attacks. And if it had been successful, it would have been extended to the U.S., Great Britain, and Canada. When this thing first started, I said, no way is this going to fly. And I don't know how many people actually sent in the pictures. Probably they got some. But Australia's online safety watchdog has now called off the trial, saying it presents data privacy concerns, particularly in the wake of Facebook's Cambridge Analytica scandal. If it's online, it's vulnerable. You've got to keep as much of your life private and off the machine and off the net as you can. Obviously, computers and the internet are an indispensable part of our daily lives. But you've got to keep a BBL, a big black line, between the business that you do on the computers and your private life. Don't put it out there. We've heard these horror stories about cyberbullying, and it would be nice if the global cyber community were a bunch of really nice people. But there are bad people out there, and they're always looking for more creative ways to be better. Now, something flashed by here I want to get down to. Yes. Apparently, one of the FBI's redactions was the cost of Andrew McCabe's desk, I think, was hugely expensive. So these redactions are not serving the national security interest at all. Now, not too long ago, there was a CDC researcher, Timothy Cunningham, who was an epidemiologist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and he was reported missing February 14th from his Northwest Atlanta home, and then his body was eventually found in the Chattahoochee River. And you have to wonder what's going on here, because the Fulton County Medical Examiner said this guy committed suicide by drowning. That's the official medical examiner's verdict. He just intentionally drowned himself in the Chattahoochee River. Now, the family is saying that he was not diagnosed with depression, but his parents questioned whether he could have been given some kind of judge that changed his behavior drastically in the days before his disappearance. Maybe he stumbled on something. As we know, there's a lot of stuff going on over at the CDC that is, well, questionable, like that fake autism report here. Apparently, Oh, this is just breaking now. Obama and Valerie Jarrett ordered Comey and Lynch to gin up an email trail. This scandal is turning out to be worse than Watergate. It really is. Okay. It really is insane out there. So let's basically go back and do a recap. It looks like what was happening when Trump stepped into the political scene, he was being spied on as early as 2015, in many cases by using privatized cutouts like Fusion GPS, because spying without a good reason is in fact illegal. Then they ginned up this Christopher Steele dossier to try and create a case of Russian collusion sufficient enough to go to the FISA court and get a warrant to spy on Trump and their people, and make it look like it was quasi-legal. Except, of course, the dossier was completely fraudulent. And that invalidates the FISA warrant. But I'm sure they're all going to be using, you know, James Comey's Hillary defense. We didn't mean to do evil. You know, we're just trying to do what we're supposed to do. And now we're finding out there was a massive spy operation inside the Trump campaign. The new number we're getting is 7 individuals. And they were all spying on the Trump campaign, and after he won, spying on the Trump administration. And apparently some of these spies were not just spying. They tried to entrap members of the Trump team into circumstances that would be made to look like Russian collusion. And they just kept pushing this and pushing this and pushing this as hard as they could. Now it's all backflashing on them. It's all starting to come on out. And all I can say is thank goodness for Judicial Watch, for Freedom Watch, for Trey Gowdy. I wish he wasn't leaving the Congress. And all these other, this handful of members of Congress who really still believe in the rule of law and uncovering this corruption. Because the American people have every right to know what's been going on. So apparently they're still screaming about the redactions. Anyway, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and I could use some calls to get us out of this show here. And apparently another liberal situation. Over in Great Britain, poets of color are underrepresented in Great Britain. So they want a quota system on poetry now. It's just insane. Absolutely insane. So, again, we're bigger than Watergate. And I don't know if you're old enough to remember Watergate. And it took a long while to come on out. When you see the movies and you hear about it, oh, big scandal exploded onto the scene. No, actually, it didn't. It ran from the middle of Richard Nixon's reelection campaign until after he'd won reelection. And the only newspaper that was really covering it was the Washington Post. And that was back when the Washington Post was still a newspaper with integrity. And it was an abuse of power. And Nixon resigned rather than face an obstruction of justice impeachment and a trial in the Senate. And the reason he did that was because there was a question that sooner or later somebody was going to ask and nobody wanted it answered. And that question was, why, when his reelection was a foregone conclusion, did Richard Nixon break into the Watergate and into those Democratic offices, or have his men break into the Democratic offices at the Watergate? The answer to that question would have brought the government down, because the Democrats had acquired photos of the three tramps in Dealey Plaza, November 22nd, 1963, and identified two of them as Nixon henchmen, E. Howard Hunt and Frank Sturgis. That's why E. Howard Hunt was leading the break-in at the Watergate. It was his rear end on the line there. And nobody wanted that to come on out. Not even Richard Nixon's worst enemies. And that's why he was persuaded to step down. And then Gerald Ford came on in, issued presidential pardons to everybody, said our long national nightmare is over, and basically just started burying it all. There are deep, dark, black secrets in our nation's history that the government still does not want you to know about. You know, the last message from Winston Churchill to Roosevelt before the actual attack on Pearl Harbor remains classified to this very day. So, Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And the first step toward getting away from that is to understand and recognize that. You're being lied to constantly by the government, by the corporate media, by corporations in general, by those TV ads. And you have to develop skepticism as a survival skill. You have to learn how to be analytical and think about what you're being told. They don't want you to think. That's why most of the communications are emotional. Oh, my goodness, North Korea is using slave labor. Oh, the horror, the shock. They don't want you to think about it. Have you ever noticed when they hold a public hearing on an issue, a new reactor, a new oil pipeline, or whatever, that the public comments are held to just 2 minutes in length? And there's a very subtle reason why that's being done. Because in 2 minutes, you can do an emotional appeal. But if you're trying to make a logically structured counter-argument, you run out of time. They want you to believe, not think. Because if you believe, you are easy to manipulate and control. That's why it's so important that you continue to support independent media. Because we're here to teach you to be skeptical, to teach you to think. Don't want you trusting anybody blindly. Be your own best analyst. The world's in a really, really bad situation right now. We've got wars all over the place, 7 officially acknowledged. North Korea, all the progress being made there has been undone. We're back to square one where Trump is talking military invasion. The U.S. and Israel are starting to pound on Syria seriously. The U.S. is still gunning for Iran. And at the same time, we're hearing all these horror stories about how America's most expensive weapon systems don't really work all that well. How the Pentagon is saying our manufacturing can't sustain the material output necessary to fight these wars. And the reason that is of concern is because on the day when the government realizes it cannot win these wars conventionally, that is when they'll resort to the nuclear weapons. We're on a really, really bad path, and we have to get the rest of our fellow Americans to open their eyes, pardon me, take the red pill if you prefer that metaphor, realize they're being lied to into yet another war. Who bears the cost of that war? Who gains from it? And they have to start thinking. Stop believing. Start thinking. Beliefs are a very, very bad thing. They're slave chains on a mind. That's why when you're very young, they get you into kindergarten, they get you into Sunday school, they start indoctrinating you with these beliefs before you're old enough to realize the big people are often full of it. And as you grow older, your personality forms around those core beliefs until they become part of your identity. That's why you have people who say, I am a Republican, or I am a Democrat, or I am a Christian. They become that which is believed in, and they lose their own identity in the process. And it takes a real effort of will to walk away from those core beliefs. It can be very emotionally unsettling, in fact, but we have to start that process. Because along with being debt slaves, we're also belief slaves, and both were not done for our benefit. So we have a right to be very concerned, and I'm calling on all you Rivero's Rangers. You need to go on out and evangelize what's going on. It's like Stedmiller says, keep RBN alive, tell five. We've got to get the word on out and get people looking at this information. We've got to get them off Facebook and Google and YouTube and say, these places hide things from you. They don't want you to know what's really going on and how terribly close we are to a global conflagration. Rented lips. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we're going to be back here with the last segment of our program today after these few words. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we actually have a caller on the line, Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Hey, I just wanted to share a police corruption story that happened to me personally. Do you have time for that?
Yeah, we've got about 4 minutes before the end of the show.
Okay, so I had a 1983 Toyota Celica. I beautifully restored it. Second love of my life for like 3 or 4 years. And one day, police pulled me over, and started searching the vehicle illegally, and then eventually ripped up my carpet behind my passenger seat and found a repair job of a rust hole the size of an apple that was expertly repaired, and then didn't say anything, went back to his cruiser, and but actually canceled my license and called the tow truck without telling us, and then my girlfriend had more courage than I did to demand answers, and then he finally said, oh, it's already canceled, the tow truck's coming, and then he made it, like, most likely for me not to be able to make arrangements of somewhere to store it, and I didn't have any private parking, I always park it on the street. Turns out that if I wouldn't have been able to make arrangements, it would have gone to the police pound. So I file a complaint to our government, I get a detective onto the case. 9 months later, he rules in my favor that it was a legal search and seizure, illegal stop, different things like that. So then it goes to disciplinary action, and which is this police officer's boss in the, yes, working in the same office. And the boss says, I'm going to narrow my focus down to these 2 points, which are not important. He's going to narrow my focus, and based on these 2 points, I'm dismissing everything. There's not a problem here. So then I have 10 days to have a final tribunal oversight. I live and breathe. I have no quality of life for 10 days. I'm totally obsessed. I make this court case winning presentation with facts and pictures and documents and everything. And then the person rejects it by falsely citing the criminal code. And then when I asked him, I said, oh, what are you referring to in this criminal code? And then he gives me a number, and I look at the number. It's got nothing to do with anything. So it's just a complete corrupt. So I lost that car.
Okay,
I never got it back.
Let me step in here because we're almost out of time here. Were you ever given a reason why a repaired rust hole in the car justified cancellation of the license and a tow truck?
No, that was one of my main arguments, is at the very least, if I was going to be sent for government inspection, fair enough, but give me my 30 days to prepare for that inspection. There was never a reason given
okay,
for that.
Okay, so they were basically saying you couldn't pass the safety inspection.
They were saying that I'm not going to be allowed to drive my vehicle to prepare for the safety inspection. So if I want to prepare for the safety inspection, I have to tow it around all over the place, tow it to a mechanic, tow it to an inspector, tow it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Tow trucks are very expensive, and the point was that it was an illegal stop. There was no grounds.
We have a lot of that same thing down here. Anyway, Mateus, I got to let you go. We're coming up here on the end of the program, and apparently John McCain is out there in the news again pushing his book, The Restless Wave, now admitting he knew the Trump dossier was fiction. That, yes, he gave it to the FBI. He'd do it again, and said that anybody who doesn't like it can go to heck. So that's what we have in terms of our politicians here. And it's not a pretty picture. And obviously McCain is trying to rewrite his own history with his book, and hope that that becomes the accepted version of history somewhere down the road. Okay. I'm not hearing the music, but I think we're in the outro portion of the program here. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share them out with everybody that you know. We'll be back here tomorrow. And aloha, America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver. And we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.